Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 221. Today is Saturday, June 20th, 2020. Whoa, look at all those twos in there. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week as my co-host is Chris over here. How are you, Chris?
I am fabulous. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming and joining me. But not only that, is we have the fabulous Fair just down here. Hi, Fair.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, good. I'm here. Hang on. I should do this one because Stone specifically did this one. Here we go.
Yes, I'm here.
That is exactly how I feel this morning. So,
I need that in real life.
Oh, I know. I need one of those that just, you know, when I walk into work, just be like, that's when the boss says to me, hi, how are you? I'll be like, I'm here. Anyway, we're all here. So thank you, Ver, for coming and joining us this week. We really appreciate it. And thank you, chat room. Hi, guys. Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming to listen to the show and support us. You know, having a slightly different show today. I wonder why. I wonder what that could be. Might be something exciting. Maybe we're about to drop a contest? Maybe. I think we should. What do you reckon, ladies? Should we drop the contest?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. All right. Well, let's drop a contest. I know. Normally, we don't drop the contest this early. We normally wait a bit, but we're going to drop the contest. So let me get, where's my picture? Hang on, I got everything here. All right, so here we go. Dropping the contest. There's the contest. Chris, do you want to start and take us through? What have we got?
So, there's kind of a reason that it is Lita and myself and the wonderful Miss Fair, because welcome to the Patiently Pacifist Contest.
Who would have thunk that?
We are having a pacifist contest. I am so excited I can't even begin to tell you. So, Patiently Pacifist technically will not start for 27 minutes. It'll begin at 7:30 Eastern, but it starts today. It will go through July 4th around 7 p.m.-ish Eastern, so our normal 2 weeks of contest time. And this is a solo pacifist challenge. So please, please, please make sure you are following the pacifist rules on the WoW Challenges website.
Yes. Exactly, which actually, if I was like really with it and everything, I will give you the...
No, you're so good, Stream Elements, just dropped it right in chat right
there. There we go. Well, I had the link straight to the pacifist page, so that's page. There we go. Leaders with it today. Yay. Excellent. So, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the races that you can play in this contest. We have Blood Elf, Draenei, Dwarf, Gnome, Human, Night Elf, Orc, Tauren, Troll, and Undead. Again, Blood Elf, Draenei, Dwarf, Gnome, Human, Night Elf, Orc, Tauren, Troll, and Undead. All classes are allowed except for a Death Knight and a Demon Hunter. All specs are allowed. And you can add your character anywhere from level 10 to 20, but you must have reached level 10 after the contest starts. And the contest officially starts in 25 minutes. So you must have reached level 10 after 5:30 Mountain Time, 7:30 Eastern, 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
What is your time zone?
Nine.
Aussie time. Yeah.
Lita time.
Coffee time.
Yes.
This is open to U.S. and EU regions.
Mm-hmm.
And our prizes, as always, are subject to change. But the wonderful Miss Fair has donated our first place prize, which will be a Blizzard Store mount.
Yay! Thank you, Fair.
You're welcome. Sweet lady. We will, as usual, have our two random draws for 2nd through 10th place.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a WoW pet from the online WoW pet store.
Yes.
Is that online pet store there, Lita?
Yes. Online.
Online.
The Blizzard store. Yeah, the online Blizzard store. So, yeah.
The online Blizzard
not
store.
Not the auction house.
Oh, my goodness gracious. No. Yes. If I had that kind of gold, then I'd have a Brutus store.
Yeah.
Tiebreaker will be the milestone level hit first. Adrian mail must be given in order to win your contest prizes. Mm-hmm. And they are purged once the prizes are distributed.
Yes.
And if you have any questions whatsoever, you can ask Lena and myself.
Absolutely. So this is the first time that we have ever done a pacifist contest. This is our very first one. And I know a lot of people either haven't tried pacifist, so it might be something a little bit different. For those that have never thought about it or who want to give it a go, we're excited to hope that you will give it a try. And hence why we have the queen of the pacifists right here with us. This is why Fair is here. So she has come.
That's it.
So she's come to actually give you guys a bit of a guide, some information, the things like obviously Chris and I play pacifist. We love playing pacifist tune, but Fair is, well, it's Fair's fault. Let's just say that. Let's just put it out there right now. Why do we love pacifist so much? Because Fair is our inspiration. So what we want is, Fair's going to talk us through how, for those that have never tried it and want to give it a go, that we're going to talk about how to play a pacifist, the things that you need to do, how to start off and all that. Because starting off, basically getting to level 5, that's kind of the hardest part in the whole thing. All right. Other than not killing something. So we're going to talk about how to start with a pacifist turn. So Fair, let's talk about it. How do you get started with a pacifist tune?
Okay. So this is going to be not only PASI 101, but
mm-hmm.
We're going to start at the beginning. But before I do that, which will be remarks about all pacifists anytime you make them ever.
Mm-hmm.
For this contest, you'll note that the Midsummer Fire Festival will be ongoing. So that changes things a little. It makes life easier when
yes.
you're starting your pacifist. Most of those fires and allowable festival quests are available from level 1. So you can go start honoring fires as soon as you can get your mm-hmm. little legs out of your starting area.
Yes.
This provides really nice experience. I mean,
mm-hmm.
and you know, gives you a little head start that you wouldn't normally have. And yes, that we did plan it for now.
Yes,
just to give you a boost.
Yes.
So you'll have quests that are and not normally available at your level 1 to 5
mm-hmm.
type levels, if you're doing them tomorrow.
Yes.
So take advantage of them as you do your exploration and progress along your leveling path.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of what I'm going to say applies to pretty much any pacifist. So you can just bear in mind the fire stuff is there ongoing in the background.
Yeah.
And there'll be a write-up about the whole fire festival once Nisi will be writing that up.
I'm guessing Nisi will be writing it, so Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Yes, thank you, Niecy.
So what I'm going to talk about here is going to be focused on leveling from 1 to 60. Now, I mean, it's certainly possible, you people are amazing, that people could go zooming past 60, even on a pacifist. Mm-hmm. In which case, feel free to ask any questions, send in questions, ask me personally, whatever. Because the other thing with higher levels, you'll know by then to test things out before you try them. So, mm-hmm. out things then. So we're going to focus on 1 to 60 at this point.
Yeah.
The worst part, levels 1 through 3. Explore.
Yes.
That's pretty much all you can do except for your Fire Festival things. There aren't many or any non-holiday quests available at those levels. So take advantage of exploring. Take free flight paths if you have them. Usually from your capital city to at least one other city, you have a free flight path. Explore on the roads. Try to be safe. To be safe, I stay on the roads, but I mm-hmm. tend to be conservative, so bear that in mind. I hop around between zones, between the various starting levels and the first towns that you get sent to. Those are usually the safest places and zones to explore.
Yep.
But go wherever you want to, wherever you feel safe. Between levels 3 and 5, excuse me, you can start to get delivery quests from the start zones mm-hmm. to the nearest town.
Yes.
They'll become available at different levels between 3 and 5. Usually your own race will have the first one available to you. Mm-hmm. I think the gnomes get it very early. Night elves maybe 3.
Yeah.
I don't know on the horde side. I don't play horde, so I'm going to apologize right now for being fairly alliance-centric in my examples here.
It's okay.
At level 4, at least in Stormwind, some quests start to become available. Mm-hmm. I don't know the Orgrimmar equivalents.
Mm-hmm. Same.
In Stormwind, you can get like a wine ticket and cloth delivery chain.
Yep.
Some little quest to do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Horde side was go get a bag and then go get something else. So there's something that's similar. It's not exactly the same, but there is a little quest. I'm pretty sure it was Orgrimmar, so I haven't done it for a while, so yeah.
Right. And then what you've been waiting for all along, your professions, become available at level 5. We'll talk more detail about that in just a little bit, but just bear in mind, those become available at level 5. And you're going to want to have money for that.
We'll also I was going to say, don't forget, you need money. So exploring doesn't give you money. So, yes.
We'll talk about getting money as well. Mm-hmm. Once you do get some money from your professions or however else you manage to acquire money, expand your exploration by taking all the flight paths you can find. Mm-hmm. If you have the toys for the flight paths, use them. If you have enough money to buy the flights, hop on birds and griffs or wyverns or whatever it is and go fly around. Mm-hmm. Land, grab the experience, and take off again. You might be able to grab a fire, too. Mm-hmm. Just be careful. Most of the landing places are safe. Two notable places that I don't really like at very low levels are Blasted Lands mm-hmm. at Netherguard Keep. There are rogues sneaking around.
Yeah.
And Un'Goro Flight Path, the landing site is outside of Marshall's Stand. So yes. There are some nasty mobs who would probably smell you from a mile away.
Yes. So be very, very careful with those. Absolutely.
Yeah, they eat gnomes for lunch, I think. Mm-hmm. Other large creatures too. I don't know if they can actually eat a tauren, but they could try.
Yeah, I'm sure they could.
The cooking and fishing dailies that you'll be looking to do don't become available till level 10. Mm-hmm. So you have a little time to keep exploring. Mm-hmm. And you can also during that time, do any other nonviolent quests that you come across. You might have some breadcrumbs to go somewhere, talk to somebody, deliver something, pick up some stuff off the ground. Anything you can find that doesn't involve killing something.
Yes, exactly. So don't forget, pacifist is all about no killing. So it's sorting out the quests, what quests you can do without having kill quests or taking a quest that will count as a kill, which is another one. So yeah. Yeah, Rude says, so a rogue is the way to go. Well, technically, it's probably not a bad way to go. Chris, you're currently leveling a druid, and you're sitting at what, 113?
113.
113, okay. Fair.
One
druid. Yep.
Yeah, I have a mage as well.
Mm-hmm.
Making some progress. It's different.
Yes.
If you want to talk about it, we can talk about what big some good classes and races combinations to try starting with if you're really your first pacifist and you want to try to make life as easy as possible for yourself. Pick a stealth class.
Mm-hmm.
A druid or a rogue. I mean, sneaking around is an advantage.
Yes.
No lie. The other advantage is shadow meld. I'm not telling you to play a night elf, but doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the only way to, you know, have a get out of jail free card, but it's nice to have it.
Yes.
I look to see a range of people trying different races. Mm-hmm. I think that there's lots of doable things. So it's not necessary, but doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will mention, classes, consider your crowd control abilities that your classes have.
Yeah,
strong crowd control is a real advantage when you're trying to get to a node for ore or an herb. For that reason, for starting out, I recommend rogue over druid. Sap is amazing. Mm-hmm. You get it pretty early. Druids only have roots, and roots are useless against casters. I'll keep shooting at you no matter if they're rooted or not. So.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, consider your crowd control when you're picking your class.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, flight form, instant flight form for druids later on is very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's a trade-off.
Yeah, absolutely. Zion, the classes is basically all classes, all races other than your allied races and your pandas. Okay, so yes, Night Elf is there. Okay, but we're giving you the option. You know, you've got many options with the contest. So it's, you know, you guys might want to change things up. Well, we'll see. We'll see what people do. It'll be interesting to see. All right. So, yeah, you were saying crowd control is obviously, you know, a very good way to go. Chris, how do you find with your druid? Have you had any instances or any issues playing the druid as a passy? Like, you've really enjoyed how that's traveled with just leveling, other than the sewer beast?
Right, my bestie. I picked druid very, very specifically because I main a guardian druid.
Mm-hmm.
So I know druids very, very well, and I also think like a tank. So I knew what my limitations were going to be with the class.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew like the snares and, you know, don't even bother trying to root on a caster. These things I already knew, so I was trying to figure out a way I could play the class I know the best.
Mm.
Because this is, when I started the druid, the pacifist, I said she is not going to die. Absolutely not going to die. Whatever I have to do, however careful I have to be, because this is the first pacifist I've ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And so I chose something I knew incredibly well, but I also knew the limitations. And I play incredibly carefully, knowing what she can do and what she can't do.
Mm-hmm.
But I had also taken another druid just to see Eons ago through Kata, trying to figure out whether or not I could just level through Kata levels by mining and weeding.
Yeah.
And so I had done this before I knew anything about wild challenges and all that. And I knew back then instant flight form and being able to weed in flight form for the way that I was going to go about it was amazing. I'm like, I don't care. Now, I mean, I miss out, and this is where our tunes were so different. Mm. I miss out on the sap where you could go to archaeology and sap those suckers and, you know, go dig. I really don't have that option a lot because of where my dig sites are and having the druid not being able to sap anything. So once you get higher level, it really does change the way you have that you play. But I absolutely adore my druid.
Nice.
My first pacifist was a druid.
Yes.
She was a pacifist before official pacifist challenges even existed. So.
Yeah.
Nice. I like the idea of it. Similar reasons, the herbing from flight form and instant flight. And I think what you say is really valid, Chris. Playing what you know is a real strong advantage anytime.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's also, like, for me, I've never been a lover of rogue. I have got a high-level rogue. I basically just played her to do lockboxes for my main. So for me, making the Night Elf rogue when I made my pacifist tune, my very first pacifist tune, was a very big learning curve. The good thing was I didn't have to kill anything. So trying to figure out what I was supposed to do, I was basically vanish, sap, blind if I needed to get away, and sprint. So, you know, there was that kind of combination. So that gave me a pretty good, you know, just give me four spells. I was like, yes, okay, I can do this. But it is a learning curve. So definitely. So if you're going to pick a class that is, you know, that you're not familiar with, it does help to perhaps do a bit of scouting on other tunes, or if you've got a higher level tune that you've already got of the same kind of class race, you can do a bit of a testing out to make sure that you're safe. But, you know, there's any possibility. Like, we've given you lots of possibilities. So if you want to be, you know, give something else a go, then go for it. Go for it. That's basically what it is. So, okay. So what we want to know, because as the three of us know, when you make that little level one pacifist turn and you take yourself out into the world and you're thinking, I need to explore, I can't afford to get a flight pass, I can't afford to get, sometimes you can't even afford to get your professions. When you get to level five, you're like, I've got like two silver, that's it. So how do you make the money? How do we get some money? Because Dark Moon Fair is not here, which is another thing. So, yes.
One thing I don't know is whether the bonfires give you any money or not.
I think high level.
I just don't remember.
I think from memory, if you're max level, they will give you gold. But if you are under max level, they'll just give you XP. So,
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't count on it. For your very first money requirements, for whatever you think you need, be it food or water or whatever, you probably don't need water. You can sell your weapons. You can sell your clothes. Nobody cares if you run around without pants.
Pantsless!
Whatever you're comfortable with. If you're wearing a druid robe, nobody will even know.
True.
But as soon as you can, you want more money than that, because they give you a couple of copper, really, not very much. Do those early quests, the delivery things, and just try to get yourself to level 5, because that's when you can train a profession. Mm-hmm. The goal should be to have enough money by level 5 to train one profession. Mm-hmm. That profession should probably be fishing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for that. If you train fishing in Stormwind or any of the Alliance cities or Horde cities, then take the boat to Borealis or Zandalar, which you can get that boat from Stormwind or the Echo Isles. Fish from the dock there. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go far from the dock because it's safest to stay close to the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Do not try to train fishing there. Use the fishing training that you got back in the old world. You're not going to get fishing points for it, but you're going to fish up things that sell.
Yes. Vendor trash.
That you get you get vendor trash that sells for multiple gold each. And you get fish that you can put on the auction house as soon as you have the 2 silver to put something up on the auction house. I recommend just vendoring the trash and putting the fish on the auction house if you're into that at all. Mm-hmm. So get more for it. But by the time you fill up your backpack from a round of fishing there, you should probably have at least 25 gold.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more. Mm-hmm. Get more. It depends on what you fish up. This is the best way to make money at level 5 to buy the rest of your professions.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't wander around. I know in Borealis, if you wander around much, you can get yourself killed, but...
Yes. And then...
Be safe, but...
There is a great big scary rare shark? Fish? Whale? Something in... Yes. It's, I was going to say that... Whenever I was there with my baby pacifist, I didn't have a problem. I've got NPC scanner, so every time I came close, something would ding and be like, it's coming close. But there was never, I just stood on the bottom of the dock. When you hop off the boat at Borealis, you can kind of walk down the jetty, and there's like a little section that you can fish from there. So I was kind of fishing in Borealis as opposed to standing on the jetty fishing, looking out from Borealis, if that makes sense. So
that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So I found that was a safe space. So even with seeing the rare behind me or whatever, it was far enough away. I never got aggroed. So if you pick a different spot, then just be very careful of where your says something's wrong. He's level 1 passy. He's been playing for half an hour, still level 1. Welcome to Pacifista.
Just be happy you guys get to do this with the XP buff.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was twice as painful.
Yes.
If you did this before the XP buff,
that's right.
Trying to get to level 4 mm-hmm. to even get those quests.
Yep. So, this is now the most perfect time for anyone who wants to try a pacifist or start a pacifist too, because you've got your Winds of Wisdom buff, like, hello, thank you, Blizzard, and we've got Midsummer Fires that starts tomorrow night. So, if you want to give this contest a go, this is a really good start. To go forth and make peace, not war. Yeah.
So. Okay, anyway. No war.
No killing. Absolutely. All right. So if you train at level 5, get fishing first, go to Borealis or Zandalar and fish from the docks, being careful. Just buy your basic fishing pole. Just make note, there is 2 fishing poles. Just buy the basic one. Don't buy the second one, okay? The second one, Trooper's already level two. He's off and running.
All right.
All right. Okay, so what else? Oh, Periton, no war, just awe. Good one.
Oh, I like that.
Good one.
Good.
Good one. Hang on. Possible show title. No war, just awe. All right, writing it down. Thank you. All right. Okay. So what else do we have, Fair? What else do we have? So if you get some money from that, that's good.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if you get some money from the fishing, that's good. But there is obviously other ways to get some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, as you get your professions, it's very fortunate that you can make gold by selling herbs and ore or bars if you like to smelt. Don't forget about smelting, particularly at low levels, because they give you mining points.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you really want those points. I like to, once I have enough money to use it, I put the stuff on the auction house. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye on the prices, because especially for herbs, probably ore too, they change a lot over the course of a week. Mm. I mean, people dump everything like on the weekend, but by the middle of the week, there's fewer people putting up herbs, so the prices go up.
Mm-hmm.
But just little auction house tricks, right?
Yeah.
Things you do.
Yeah.
And you can.
Sorry. I was.
Sell.
Yeah. I was just going to mention that, like the low level herbs sell whenever I'd put them up, sold really, really well. I mean, on my max level pacifist, by the time she hit 120, what did I have? Like 230,000 gold? And all I did was, you know, if it was pretty much the auction housing, the herbs and you know, anything like that. So I'm not saying you guys are going to make that much gold, but if your, you know, copper ore, it goes quite well. Peace blooms, your silver leaves, you know, earth root, all of that low level stuff not normally sells like within quite quickly. So definitely auction house is very good. All right. What else, Fair? What else have we got?
I mean, the other way that you can get things to sell is finding chests. Mm-hmm. I know we have some very proficient chest hunters, even at low levels. I happen to not be very good at it before level 60, but I know there are people who are, in fact, very good at it. Mm-hmm. You don't get a lot of experience from most of the chests at the very low levels, like if any. But by the time you're like in winter spring, you are getting experience for chisel chests, and you can sell whatever they contain as mm-hmm. well. So,
yep.
Since you sometimes don't have less rewards much.
Yeah, blue items. Sometimes I drew, I think one time I got like a blue axe or something from one of the low-level chests that, you know, ended up selling that for even, I think I might have got like 1,000 gold. And when you're like at level like 12, that 1,000 gold's like, hello. Hello, thank you very much. So, you know, again, looking at all that is a way to go. But do have to be careful of chests eventually, don't we? So
we do.
Yep. Yes. So we're primarily talking about 1 to 60 at the moment, guys. So we're just trying to give you a bit of focus to help for those that haven't done it to get to 60. But yeah, from Pandaria, if I'm correct, from Pandaria on, chests do count as kills, correct? Or have I got myself around the wrong way? Mm-hmm.
No, the treasures of Pandaria are fine.
Oh, is it Pandaria? Is it after Pandaria? Maybe it's from Kata.
Yeah, I don't. Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've had any issues with it. They count as quests, but not as kills.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Maybe I'm getting my bloods and my passies all confused. I'm sure Zyra or someone will make mention. But you do just be careful again, just be careful. So yeah. All right. So before we get into the actual professions, because I think it is, you know, all professions are open. Chris, what did you take for your pacifist?
Can I add one to the making gold?
Sure. Yes. Yes.
If you are lucky enough as a low level to come across a Blingtron, I do know someone who started their pacifist, ran into a Blingtron, got like an insane amount for a pacifist level one, like nice. 150 gold just off the
jump. Oh, yeah. Blinks would be great.
That was in the bling.
Yes.
And if you are especially getting out to Borealis, a lot of times you will see them in Stormwind or see them out in Borealis, take the Blingtron.
Yes. No, that is very, very good point. Just remember, though, Blingtron is account-wide. So if you have taken a Blingtron on a different tune, you cannot get it on your new pacifist. So, you know, if it's possible, you might want to just hang off if you see a Blingtron and just be like, right, I'll go and find one on my little passy. And that way then you've got that for your to get some gold. Cause I think, isn't there like one vendor thing? There's a gray thing that you can vendor for 150 gold or 200 gold. So yeah.
Yeah. And there's things at auction house for quite a bit as well. If you're lucky from a Blingtron. So
yeah, that's some interesting stuff.
Good luck with starting pacifists and working mans with Blingtrons.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, Zaya says, chess counts as quests in Pandaria and up. Nisi says, yeah, treasures they count for blood. Sorry. So, my bad. Obviously, the coffee has still not kicked in. Leader is still half asleep. So, yes. So, just ignore everything I say. Pretty much. All right. Thank you, guys. I knew there was something. So thank you for that. Okay, so professions. Chris, what had you taken on pacifist?
So she did fishing first, and then weeding, and then mining, and then cook.
Yep. Okay. All right. So on my passy later, I had done the same thing, fishing, and then got my herbing, mining, and cooking and archaeology in later. Didn't get archaeology till quite late. Fair for your passies. So you've got a few.
Yeah, pretty much the same because, I mean, you really want those professions that give experience. That would be mining and herbing and archaeology once you can get it at level 20. And once you feel comfortable using it, which for me is a lot higher than level 20, but that's neither here nor there. But that does give experience. The other things that are good about having cooking and fishing is that they offer a daily quest. Those begin at level 10 and are in most of the cities.
Yes.
I'll talk about them in particular in just a couple of minutes. But yeah, cooking and fishing quest dailies, worth every moment that you spend doing it. Those add up every day. Especially with a double experience.
Yes. So it's like the triple threat right there. It's like gives you all these things. So go forth. Have fun.
It also gives you rep with your faction, which pushes you toward being able to buy the bag from the rep vendor.
Yeah.
Like for Stormwind or Orgrimmar or wherever, Thunderbluff, whatever. You can train archaeology at 20, but say there's very few dig sites that are really safe for a pacifist at level 20.
Yeah.
There are a couple, but not a lot. So I train it if I have the money, but I wait to use it until later.
No, absolutely. All right. So basically, I don't think I started archaeology until, gonna say 90s. I think that seems
about right.
Yeah.
90. I think, want to overlevel the mobs, really. So they don't aggro as much.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll still aggro if you walk into them or they walk over you. Or
yeah.
They're standing on the node. But
mm-hmm. Troll dig sites.
The higher level you are. Oh, trolls.
Trolls. Why did it have to be trolls? Yeah. So, all right. But yeah, it's definitely something that you can get if you want to try archaeology from level 20. Good luck. Be careful. Be safe. But yeah, definitely the cooking and fishing dailies are the good way to go. So let's talk about them, because obviously we've got some, you know, everyone goes, oh yeah, of course, I can go to Ironforge, I can go to Ogrimmar. Gotta be a bit careful. So Fair, what have we got on that?
Yeah, the deal with those is you can do one cooking and one fishing per day at those old world cities. So mm-hmm. you got to pick your soda city to do them in each day. Most of them are safe, but not all of them for mm-hmm. pacifists. If you want the highest percentage of safe cooking and fishing quests, those would be Darnassus, where everything is safe, pretty much, and Thunder Bluff, where most everything is safe. The reason I say most is in Darnassus, you do have to go underwater to mm-hmm. collect some clams and stuff, but there's no nasty fishes.
Yes.
So just breathing. Remember to breathe.
Remember to breathe.
In Thunder Bluff, there's one fishing quest where they want you to collect shiny rocks from the base of the hill that Thunder Bluff stands on. Mm. And yeah, there are some mobs around.
Mm-hmm.
So stealthy. Be a little careful with those.
Stealthy cougars as well as some wolves. So you do have to be careful. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I really like Darnassus. the thing about Stormwind at low levels, most of them are okay, but there are sharks in the water for when they want you to get lobster traps.
Mm-hmm.
And those sharks are hungry. And then there's fishing at Thunder Falls, which you'd have to pretty much sneak through some mobs to get up there. And then there are mobs up there. They're safe places, but I wait till I can fly to go up there personally.
Mm-hmm.
Ironforge, there are two fishing quests that I don't like mm-hmm. on Pacifist that send you out to Helm's Bed Lake. In Dunmoro.
Yes.
And one of them wants you to coat yourself with bait and jump in.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like a good thing to me. I'm sorry. And the other is to fish into there. And
yeah.
Some ice fishing. But there are mobs around there.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful. It's doable, but be careful. You don't have to kill anything, but something can kill you.
Yes.
The thing about Orgrimmar is there are several cooking and fishing quests that require you to kill things.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good thing.
Yes.
So read the quests carefully.
Yes. Anything that, like, Ogrimmar will send you out to be like, I need some bacon. Need some bacon bits from the balls out the front. No, yeah, no. Nope. 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 And you can't go and buy it because it's a specific quest. Quest that you've got to loot off. So you know how there is that vendor. I can't think of what it is. There is like one that you can go and buy from the auction house, and it's not that. It's actual. You've got to kill the mob to get the quest item. So yeah. So it's just, you know, it's again just being. If you want to be the safest, Darnassus and Thunderbluff are your best options to go to. All right. Other than that, what I know what I've done. I don't know about you two ladies, but I would, if I was closest to Ironforge, I would go and have a look at Ironforge and be like, hey, okay, today I can do these quests. Sometimes I'd be like, you know what? I can't do the fishing quest, but I can do the cooking quest. Bugger it, I'm going to go over to Darnassus and then, you know, make my way back to Stormwind, go over to Darnassus to be safe and do the Darnassus ones. And the same when I've done it on Horde side. It's just a matter of, you know, you don't want to forgo having that XP, because at the moment, the cooking and fishing dailies with the Winds of Wisdom buff is awesome. It's very good. So, utilize that, really well.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
No matter whether I'm awake or not awake, first thing I do in the morning, go cook and fish.
That's it. Good start to the day, as I say. All right. So, no-go areas. There's obviously, you know, as a little pacifist that can't fly, you'll be like, I just want to fly. But what things should we be being wary of would be the best way to go?
I tried to come up with a flat zone to say avoid, but I really didn't have one, mm-hmm. except I don't usually take low pacifist to Stranglethorn. I don't like those sneaky cats.
Yep.
Go around.
No one likes sneaky cats.
Nobody likes sneaky cats. And I also do not like the high mob density. Mm-hmm. Too many trolls. Mm-hmm. I mean, just no. No. I avoid anywhere with high mob density. When, you know, there's a whole bunch of guys standing around, yeah, there might be an herb in there, but I don't need it that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's important to remember, when to walk away or run
real fast.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The other things I avoid are areas where my crowd control doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
As a rogue, you like to sap things that aren't sappable aren't fun, so I usually mm-hmm. avoid areas with lots of undead and elemental mobs at levels where I care about those. I mean, eventually, you know, you can blind, but you don't have that as low a level as you can sap.
Mm.
So, and the druids obviously avoid areas with lots of casters because
mm-hmm.
your roots are useless. So
yeah.
That's basically, use your common sense about whether or not you think an area is safe, because it's really your level of risk tolerance.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sometimes.
Do you guys have areas that you avoid entirely?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. I think once I figured I couldn't sap the undead stuff, like, I just avoided as many, you know, and looked at humanoids. Also, as a rogue, you can pick pockets.
Oh, good point.
That is it. And admittedly, at low, you're getting like one copper. But I tell you what, if you're just going around sapping a few, that can add up to get, you know, to help get you a little bit of gold. You know, it might be enough between not being able to afford to get fishing or being able to get fishing. So, you know, that's definitely one of the things.
You don't have pickpocket that low, I think. But
no.
What level do you get pickpocket? It's higher than that. So.
Yes. Yes. But, it can be the difference between having a little bit so you can take flight pass or whichever. I'm just trying to think it's probably easy to say what zones did I love. That's probably the easiest one.
Because that's a short list.
Yeah, that's a really short list. And Chris and I would both have about the same. But Chris, for you, any zone you didn't like, you really avoided?
Honestly, it's more the other way around, not the ones that I avoided, but the ones that we did love were so amazingly good that I wouldn't consider going to the other ones because, one, we knew the zones that we were in beforehand anyway,
mm-hmm.
because they were favorites of ours, and then we learned it so well while we were there, I wouldn't want to take the risk of trying a new one, at least like, unless it was like more of a scout kind of tune. You know, there's always those panic inducing moments, like when we both went to Panda Land and we're like, oh, can we go back to Sholazar, please? You know, and when we switched, you know, you start to learn it, and we start to learn where the mobs were and where the clusters were and all that. But there are those panic-inducing moments when you first get there and you're like, I don't know this one yet. Okay, I can't breathe.
Yes. Exactly. And I think
this is true.
I think from memory that, like, places, obviously, as an alliance tune, you know, New Tinker Town is one of the, like, well, obviously, before with all the scaling, it's a little different now because it kind of makes it a bit more even comparing it to Horde side. But New Tinker Town has always been like the favorite because you can just go round and round and round, you know, and most of the mobs are yellow. There's not many red mobs. You can easily avoid them as a pacifist. Horde side, you don't really have a New Tinker Town. Everything is got like red mobs. So you've got to be a bit more selective Horde side. But just going round and round and round New Tinker Town, sometimes you want to have a break. And when I go and have a break from New Tinker Town on Alliance side, in particular, this also works Horde side, is go to Western Plaguelands. When you're high enough, the lake, Western Plaguelands, where you can literally possibly come across maybe three mobs in that whole lake. Admittedly, one of those mobs is a rare, so if you've got stealth or prowl, you can get past it quite easily. But yeah, it's, you know, you can herb and mine pretty much to your heart's content when you're over in Western Plaguelands. So that's a really good spot. And when we went to Sholazar, oh my God, what did we do? Like 20 levels. Sholazar was like 20 levels. So,
as long as we could stay and get XP, we were there.
Yes. But admittedly, that was from about, I think I went there about 64 from memory. I think I pushed it and went earlier. But yeah, there's a lot of really good spots that you can go herbing and mining at your low levels. Just again, just be careful. When you hit level 20, a good thing also to do is to get your, and I've forgotten the name of the damn mount. What is it? Sky Golem is one. One of the ones that you can herb.
Yeah, herb from flying. Once you can fly, though.
Yeah. Yeah. No. But your Sky Golem, you can just run that as a mount, and you don't have to dismount to pick the herb. You do for mining.
Yeah, I don't use it for that.
Yes. So your Sky Golem you can still use from level 20, and it means that you don't have to dismount to get your herb if you're doing a lot of herbing. So that's a really good thing to do. And other than that, there's lots of good fun. So what else do we have? Any more advice that we can give them?
Oh, lots of advice. One thing just to add about herbing and mining. Between levels 1 and 60, you get the same experience for a peace bloom as the highest level herbs, like ice cap or whatever. It's the same.
Mm-hmm.
You keep getting the same experience. Once you pass 61, 60, then that experience will drop off. But so you can stay wherever you want and keep herbing in New Tinker Town so you can't sand it anymore.
Yeah.
There's one place that I'll mention on a class that can sap. I like making mostly ore run from Goldshire across L1 along the ridgeline down toward the Tower of Azura or out that direction. There's a lot of copper there. But there are sometimes guys that you have to sap. There's some spiders and some humanoids. But
yes,
you can get a lot of ore there. And the occasional earth root as well. So that's a nice low-level place, too, if you can handle the crowd control.
Yes, absolutely. And like there is a lot of different areas to go to. So it's just a matter of finding, I guess, what you feel comfortable with your pacifist. Just remember sometimes pushing your pacifist to try something, not a good idea. Unless you've got that oh shit button of like Shadow Meld or something like that. So, or Vanish, which obviously comes high level. All right. What else? What else do we want to throw at them? We're giving you guys lots of advice and tips.
This is kind of some kind of tips and tricks, yeah. Mm-hmm. Surprising things can kill, can count as a kill or give you a killing blow. So be very cautious when you're doing those non-kill quests. Be worried about putting out fires, or don't break out guys from ice tombs or webs, things like that. Those often give you a killing blow or even a kill. If you're in doubt, test it. You can test it on anybody. I mean, a regular toon, a dead iron, a live iron, whatever. Just do the thing and see if it increments your kills or killing blows on your statistics page before you do it like that on your pacifist. And the other thing to avoid, and this is kind of the crowd control, not the avoiding proximity kills, would be avoiding crowds. Mm-hmm. Social distancing, if you will, for pacifists.
So true. I like it.
Avoid being near other players when they're killing stuff is the easiest way to not get that. I like to play in less populated areas, realms even, but I tend to stay on Worm Rest. But I play at odd hours. If I see other people killing a bunch of stuff in my area, I just leave and come back later.
Yes. Yes. Because don't forget, proximity kills, it is a thing, and that will flag you. And you know, if you get flagged because of someone else's kill, then guys, you're done. So we don't want that. So normally, and I think Chris, you would be very much the same. I know that if I saw anyone around, I'd move as much as on if I was on a normal I on a normal tune, I'd be like, you're in my zone. You go away. But on a pacifist, you're like, eek, let's get out of here. So I'd be the one that would take off. Sometimes I would even just go and hearth out, log out because the zone might be too busy, and come back at a later time or completely move zones. You know, that would be a good idea to go and do exploring on places that I hadn't been, just to try and get away from the normal where other people would be. So, you know, there's other things that you can do. Be careful when you're in the major cities, obviously, doing your fishing and cooking dailies and all of that. Because again, you know, there's a lot of people in the major cities. And if someone does a kill, sewer beast, critter,
hello,
you know, any of that stuff, and you get a proximity kill from it, you're flagged. That's it. So just be very, very careful with that. Okay, what else, Fair?
One of the things that occurred to me, since we have this contest open to all classes, except for the Demon Hunters and DKs, if you pick a pet class, you got to manage your pet. Mm-hmm. That's crucial. Your pet kills something, you get the kill.
Yep.
So I do have a mage. I've had my second pacifist mage. I don't even put my elemental on the bar. He's just unmanageable in my book. He gets his own ideas and no. Just
a bit like Voidy. Voidy does the same thing. Yeah,
would be another one. And obviously, hunter pets would be the similar situation. So
yes,
you got to manage that pet.
Yes. So
keep
so.
On a tight-ish.
We are giving you, you know, if you want to go and play a hunter as a pacifist, good luck. Probably not the best idea to have your pet out, like dismiss your pet. But again, look, if you want to level your whole hunter with your pet out and take your chance on that. Again, you know, go for it. We're giving you options, guys. This is the whole thing. We're not constricting you just to a couple of classes or races. We're giving you a variety. You know, variety is the spice of life, don't they say? So yes, be very careful of that. Stur does make a very good point. Don't spawn Creepy Crate. Creepy Crate kills critters. And that's a non-combat pet, but technically. So yes, Creepy Kate and Katie does, yep, there is a few of those as well. So again, you know, these are things you got to think about, guys. So we're just trying to give you the best 101 pacifist starting guide that we can to help you guys get off on the right foot, so to speak. All right, what else? What else?
Well, I mentioned that I don't keep the elemental on my bar. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your action bar. Mm-hmm. Your spells. I keep all of my offensive spells off and skills off the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to need them. Don't even have them there.
Don't need them. That's it.
Yep. Get rid of them. If you absolutely have to have a weapon equipped, like for a rogue, you need to have a weapon equipped to sap.
Only need one.
I use my starting dagger.
Yep.
I keep one of my baby daggers.
Yes.
And on the other hand, I can have a fish or a flower or whatever I want. Mm-hmm. Or nothing. But yeah, just keep the other stuff off your bar. And be really careful about any defensive spells that you do keep on your bar if they can cause damage. Like I'm thinking about Frost Nova for a mage. I mean, yeah, it'll stop them in their tracks, but if there's any critters around, they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful about not killing critters. They're fragile.
Yes.
To be very careful with those little guys.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, basically, you're playing like an iron. Be aware of your surroundings and have an eye on passing mobs and rare spawns and things like that. So, and people have said, find good circuits and herb them, mine them.
Mm-hmm.
That's war, not war. Yeah.
That's it. Absolutely. Everything is up on the website too, guys. I don't think anyone's got to level 10 yet. So thank you, Arminia. Thank you. But yeah, it's just got to be careful. Tiber said he killed a critter once with his fishing pole. Mm-hmm. Counts as a kill. Absolutely. So you got to be...
Have you have auto attack or something? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know for the rogue for me that I had the two daggers as soon as I was able. I think I was fishing and got, you know, like a 16-pound whatever it is, mudfish or whatever. So I'd have one dagger in the main hand so I could sap things, and I had the fish in the other hand, so that way there was no chance of me doing any kind of combo thing, and making sure all spells that I didn't need were off the bar. So the only things that I pretty much had was, you know, Shadow Mel, because she was a night elf, sap, vanish, sprint, and I think there might have been like blind or something. So just in case if I had to kick and get away from someone, I had
a second crowd control.
Yeah. Crowd control stuff, so it's a good way. But yeah, and Nisi says, hey, look, you know, you can fish without the pole. It is safer, so you can just go and start fishing. I can't do that.
That's true.
I still got to go
train fishing.
I have to go by the pole. I don't like fishing with that stick. I'm just like, I need my fishing pole. It's funny. But yeah, so thank you. Thank you for those. It's all good. It's all good.
And you know. Do not need a mining pick, by the way, or any herb shovels or any of that stuff.
That's right.
Mine and herb with nothing.
Exactly. And utilize, obviously, if you're going with mining, utilize the smelting, as Fair had said earlier, because that will, you know, that will give you mining points that will get you up. So when Dark Moon Fair does come around, not for this contest, though, but I think you've got enough with Midsummer and with the Winds of Wisdom buff. But when Dark Moon Fair does come around, you know, you need 75 of skills to be able to get those that do help you as you level your pacifist tone. So yeah.
Don't sell your fish. Your fish.
Cook your fish.
As soon as you get enough money to buy those fish recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Go around to the different trainers and fish supply salespeople. Don't buy those recipes on the auction house; they cost too much there. But
yes,
but save those fish and cook them up, and get your cooking points to raise your cooking.
Exactly. That is the way to do it. So, absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, any last tips and tricks, ladies?
You got a brain dump from me, so.
Oh, yeah, pretty hard to top fair.
Yeah, I know. There is lots. As I said, this is pacifist 101 in such a condensed guide. Thank you, Fair, for all this information. And again, you know, there is many of you guys that out there that play pacifist. Ask the questions. If you're not sure, you can send, you know, ask the questions in Discord and all of that. We will be taking some, Fair will be back in a couple weeks. And if you've got any specific questions to ask or to ask us about pacifists or pacifist tips that you find along the way, look, please send them in. You can put it in the podcast channel, on Discord. You can tweet them to us. You can send me an email, whatever you would like. But if you've got something that you want to share or let us know about with your pacifist contest tune, then please share with us. We're happy to hear that.
So, absolutely. You learn something all the time. I mean, I didn't know that I could use that sky golem on the ground.
Yes.
Maybe it won't make me seasick on the ground. I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those, though. I'm not a fan of the movement. It makes me a bit vertigo-ish, so it's kind of like...
Me too.
Yeah. So I try not to, but it's just, yeah. All right. Well, I think that... Arminia said that everything is up on the website. So it is there, front page, the banner is there, you can click on that. Don't forget that when you do add your tune from anywhere from level 10 to level 20, you need to opt in with your email as well, opt in for the contest, otherwise you won't be, all right? So thank you, Arminia, thank you very much. I know it's been a bit of a crazy night for you, so I hope you're doing okay. But thank you for sorting that out. All right, ladies, well, let's do a quick how was our weeks in WoW, because obviously we've spent a lot of time giving everyone some pacifist loving information. So good luck, guys, again. But Fair, how has your week been? What did you do?
Well, my working man, Night Elf Rogue, dinged 120. Yay! So that was my big event for the week. My second working man, yeah. My first one was a druid, now this one's a rogue.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay. On the other tunes, I have that pacifist Night Elf Mage, and she is now 67.
Nice.
Just hit the Argent Tournament. The Green Man is a Night Elf Mage again. And I have to remember, am I on the Green Man or the pacifist? So they're dressed very differently. So.
Oh, good. Good.
The Green Man is wearing a green transmog outfit. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She just ding 90 today. So
nice. Well done.
Yeah. Yep. And I still have my little hunter going. My only hunter ever, really.
Yay!
From the contest. She's 46 now. She's now a beastmaster and much happier.
Hoot! Well, you know, we couldn't just give, as Chris and I said last time, we couldn't just give a hunter contest and be like, yeah, go forth and play a hunter.
I know.
You know, we had to make it a bit interesting. So, yeah, it was interesting, I must admit. All right. Well, congratulations, Fair, on getting your working man, Night Elf Rogue, to 120. That is awesome. We are so proud of you, and congratulations on that. And well done on all your leveling this week. Chris, how did you go? How's the girl? How's our pacifist?
The girl is alive. She dinged 113.
Yay! Nice.
Slow and steady. Slow and steady.
She'll go out and take care of fires, and we will see what happens with the festival, and we will keep her alive.
Yes, absolutely. She is going really well. 113. So, you know, so again, be safe. Take it easy. Don't play when you're tired. That's awesome. That is good. All right. And for me, well, I did manage to play a couple of tunes this week. It's been a IRL needs to stop kicking my butt. But anyway, my working man, my gnome hunter hit level 50. So I got a few levels on her. So I'm really happy about that. My baby pacifist also hit level 50. She's a gnome rogue.
Nice.
Yes, yes. And, you know, for something different, because obviously I haven't played enough gnomes this week, I played my bloodthirsty gnome hunter who hit 36 this week. So yeah, it was all about the gnome love this week, and that's it. Alrighty. Okay, so what we want to do is news. Where's my bumper? Let's do this.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
And thank you, Rogue Slayer, as always. Okay, so that starts on the June 21st. It goes to July 5th. We have got Midsummer Fire Festival that is starting. Now, we did... Bloodthirsty gnome just sounds wrong. It's funny, though. Grant Negus, it is funny. So Nisi will be doing the write-up. There will be, and that will be pertaining to your challenge tunes. But for those of you that either don't know about it or want a bit more information, there's the Wowhead guide. So, of course, you know, it's all about, you know, honoring the flame. There is your desecrating the flame, which will flag you. So be very, very careful if you're going to go and round like Azzy and pee on the fires. Okay. Cause if you get flagged and someone comes along and kills you, you're dead. Dead is dead. Okay. Just remember that, even for a pacifist that gets flagged. All right. So check all of that out. There are some basic quests that you can start off with. You know, there's some flame throwing. There's all sorts of different ones. They were never my favorite. It's bad enough trying to dance in this game, but catching a damn flame. Flame throwing is like... Leader's Rage goes from 1 to like 100 within about 2 seconds of doing that damn quest, I tell you. So again, just, you know, just be safe, have some fun with it, and we'll have the ride up probably tomorrow night once everything goes live. And again, Nisi, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Anything to add to Midsummer Fire Festival, ladies, before we go on?
Don't die.
Yeah. Be careful. Don't do the dance around the maypole thing.
Exactly.
Buff. You experience buff.
Yes.
You avoid that.
Yes, exactly. Flame throwing very easy in Ironforge due to the dark environment. Huh. Is it? Really? Huh. Okay. Interesting to know. It was
I like to do it in Exodar, too, for the same reason.
Mm, okay. All right. I can't remember. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since I've done flamethrowing, because every year I'll get it on a tuna and I'll be like, nope, not doing it.
Terrible at it, no matter where I go.
Yes, exactly. All right. Okay, girls, let's do the state of the challenges. Let's see how everyone went with leveling this week. So we have got irons. Fair, can I get you to take the irons for me, please?
Sure. In 10th position, mm-hmm. level 82, Chimera Saul. Position 9, Ashes Hunter at 84. Celery is in position 8 at 85. Jangler B in 7th position at 88. 99 is level 90, position 6. Number 5 is Contester at 101. And while we're in the stir mode, number 4 is Hipsterism. Hipsterism. Okay. It doesn't end in stir, but it's got a stir in there.
Yeah.
103. Ezzy Iron is in 3rd position at 109. Jangler C is in 2nd place at 115. Mm-hmm. And in the 1st position, we have Carousel, who hit 120. Congratulations.
Good job. That's it. Exactly. Oh, and I'm a doofus. I forgot to put in Carousel, our 15th BFA Iron Man Challenge champion. Like, what? What's going on, guys? This is fantastic. So congratulations, Cell. Woo! Well done. Well done. All right. Bloods. Let's see what we got on Bloods, Chris, please.
Bloods, in 10th position, we have Bloodbone at level 15. Oh, this is a taco name. Zero rare taco. Oh, zero rare. Oh, got it.
Yes.
Thank you, Missy. Our zero rare taco, level 16. Number 8, we have Bloodhunters at 16. Number 7, we have Darky Wolf, level 21, RIP. Number 6, we have Ivaris at 22. Mm-hmm. Number 5, we have Bloodlita at 36. Mm-hmm. We have number 4 is Ensorcel at 51. Number 3, Blood Cell at 59. 2, Zyabisi at 61. And number 1 is Soul Snuffer at 114.
Nice. Well done. Nisi getting there. Getting close. All right, Pacifist. Let's do this. Fair, who did we have this week?
Okay. And 10th position, Azzy Passy, 51. Number 9, Zaya Passy, 60. Position 8, Innocence, 60. Number 7 is Peacenik at 66. Number 6 is My Fera Viola at 67. Mm-hmm. Number 5 is Fairy Paw at 70. Awesome Blomster is 82 in position 4. Number 3 is Past 17, 92. Mm-hmm. Azzy Ashes Passy, 95 in 2nd position. And number 1, Pacifist at 113. Chris, yay.
Woo! Woohoo! Look at those high level numbers. Isn't that exciting to see, ladies? That's awesome.
Wonderful.
Well done. Well done. All right. Tins. We only had a couple. And then greens. Chris, can you do those for me, please?
Absolutely. So tins, in number 2 position, we have Green Hunty at 37. And number 1, we have Gustaverson at 43. In our greens, we have at number 10, Briar at 52. Number 9, Lock is 64 and red flagged. You must equip. at least one green item by level 20 to be considered a green.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Number 8, completion at 65. Number 7 is Krusty at 69. Number 6 is Red Dragon, level 70. Number 5, Daydreamer at 89. Number 4, Ferrin at 90. Number 3 is Green Guskin. Guskin, mm-hmm. at 91. Number 2, Farrah Hope at 119. And number 1, Zaya Guitara at 120. Congrats to our 5th BFA Green Man Champion.
Well done, Zaya. That is so excellent. Congratulations. Our 5th Green Man Challenge Champion. That is awesome. Alrighty. Let's now have a look at Working Man. What have we got, Fair?
Okay, in 10th position, Sorceress, level 17, RIP. Mm-hmm. Number 9, Igal, 22. Number 8 is Georgie, 26. Number 7, Clarion, 28. Number 6, Lexist. 43.
Mm-hmm.
Fairy Work in position 5 is level 47. Blue Lita, level 50 in position 4. Number 3, Not Nisi, 56. Number 2, Zaya Winna, 89 and RIP. So yes. Sorry to see that.
Sorry, Zaya.
Ouch. Sad. And in the first position is my Ferrona. 120.
Yay! And again, grats, because you are our 5th BFA Working Man Challenge Champion Fair. So congratulations. And your 2nd Working Man.
That's right.
So, you this know, you have been a busy lady, which is fantastic. So, congratulations, and Zaya, you know, commiserations, dude, because not only did you get your 120 and you lost your Working Man, so sorry, but you guys, like, look at all that leveling. Awesome. Awesome work, guys. You are, you know, kicking butt and taking names. So, congratulations to Cell, Zaya and Fair on your max levels this week. Well done. All right. Having a look at our teams. We did have some teams this week. So for Iron Teams, we had at number 2, Team Prepega, 14, RIP. And at number 1 was Undeterred at 37, RIP. So I'm not sure what happened there, guys. Commiserations. I am going to make a special mention to, Team Puppet Rides again, cause I said to, Zorts that, you know, they had some technical issues with the net, and there was, you know, they were trying to level, and, Zorts had said, he's like, Leah, please tell everyone that, you know, we are trying to level. It's the net was being nasty. So Zorts, there you go. I have mentioned it. I have mentioned you are back leveling, but internet's being a poopy head. So I'm really sorry about that. But it's good to see you and Nisi back on Team Puppet Rides again. Awesome. Okay. So Blood Teams, there was none this week, but there was a Green Team, and Green Team was Never Give Up. And they are RIP at level 80. Oh, guys.
Oh, that hurts.
Guys, really, commiserations on that. 80 on a green team. Damn. That's, but I'm sure the team, being who they are, will probably pick themselves back up and roll again. So good luck to everyone. And again, you know, look at that level. Look at those leveling right across all the challenges. You guys rock. So thank you for supporting and having some fun and playing the challenges. We do appreciate that. Okay, where's my bumper? Where's my bumper? Here it is. Let's do this one.
Hey, yo! It's Chit Chat!
And that's the goblin. The goblin with the voice. The Zorts. All right. So we have got a bumper to another bumper to play because, you know, it's that time. It's the time of the show. Is it going to be gold today? We will soon find out. Let's play the bumper.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Okay, fair. I've not really paid any attention to what he's written, so please hit us with it. We will see. Okay. What's the pun?
From Ezzy. I hope this virus gets cleared up before tick season, or else we'll have Corona with Lyme.
Not gold. Not gold, Ezzy. But, you know, there was a chuckle. There was a chuckle. Thank you, Ezzy. Thank you.
There it goes. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I hope everything's going okay, Ezzy. We're thinking of you. Alrighty. Okay, Chris, we've got one from Dave. Your turn.
I do have one from Dave. So, no matter how much you push the envelope, it'll still be stationary.
Oh, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Definitely a chuckle on that one. Definitely a chuckle. That was good. I love my stationery. So, notepads, pens, pencils, clips. I swear to God, I have got enough stationery to last me. Yeah, sticky notes. I have sticky notes on everything. I have different colored sticky notes. I have there's so many things. It's wonderful. Stationery is so good. All right. Well, thank you very much, guys. That was pretty much it. So I think we will wrap up the show. There was no real questions. And I think we've got everything pretty much from the chat room. So yeah, I think we will wrap up. So everyone can get back and being focused on the contest, which we will run through again in a moment, but let's do some thank you. So Chris, hit us with our huge, you know, thank yous to our Iron Elites, please.
Our amazing Iron Elite, truly from the bottom of our heart, thank you for everything in whatever way, shape, or form. Thank you. We have Alejandras, Azilan, Awesome Trousers, Oz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Elby, Fair, Presley Sparks Band. You can always tell where I'm scrolling. Gaston, Grand Nagus, K-Vamp, Lisanne, Mr. Bright 01, 101, 01. You'd think I would know these names by now. Ms. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Mer's Charming One, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Map. Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Tula Barden, Olminia, Wynema, Zaya, and Zorts.
And again, thank you guys for your support. It is greatly appreciated. I know I say this every week, but truly, without having you guys support the website and just the support in being here for the show, the retweets, being in Discord, you know, all of that. Without you guys, well, this wouldn't be here. So thank you so much. Also, I want to say a huge thank you from Stone, Stir, and myself. And again, I know I do this every week, but my life is made so much easier with our mods. I have got these two fabulous ladies who are part of the mod team. So thank you. I'm pointing in weird angles, I know, but Chris and Fair, thank you very much. But also Awesome Trousers, Boz, Nisi, Zyron Zorts, you guys make my life, our life, a lot easier. So truly thank you for all the things that you do for helping me out. And It is muchly appreciated. Also to Almenia, dude, rest up, get better. Thank you for everything you do with the website. Thank you for getting the contest stuff up. It looks good. So if you pop over to the wowchallenges.com website, you will see the big banner. The banner is there, the new banner. And obviously you can enter. The rules are all there. We will go through them one more time in a moment. But Aminia, thank you. Thank you for all of that. And again, to you guys hanging out, for being here every week, for listening on the podcast, to wherever you download that for, thank you. Thank you very much for your support. It is truly greatly appreciated, guys. All right, so I will be back next week because, you know, this is a weekly show. So I will be back. Next week will be Saturday, January 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern. We will have a guest here. We will be a returning guest, and that will be Emma Shaper. Will be coming back and telling us how he's going with his leveling. He's still playing his challenge soon, so we'll find out for that. But again, I want to say a huge thank you, Fair, for being here, for giving us the Pacifist 101 guide to help everyone get started, for those that want to you know, give this a go, because it is a bit different. The no killing, you know, got to figure out ways to do things. But thank you so much for coming and for all the information that you've given us today. So can you tell everyone where they can find you if you would like?
Yeah, well, thank you very much for inviting me. Mostly you could find me on Discord, where I'm Fair. I'm also usually online at odd hours on the Alliance Guild on Worm Rest Accord. And my name is usually has Fair in it. So.
That is true. Absolutely. All right. And I completely had a mental blank and I didn't thank one of my partner in, well, my other partner in crime, Execute. Thank you for the banner. Too. Thank you. So yeah, it looks really good. Looking at the stream, it's come out really well. So thank you, Execute. Appreciate that.
Love his banner.
he does good work. So thank you. Okay, so don't forget where you can find all of the information is over at wowchallenges.com. You can also find the Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channel information. You can download us. Episodes are on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you would like to contact me, you can certainly send me an email at podcast@wildchallenges.com. So again, if you've got any tips, any tricks, anything that you'd like to ask Fair about Pacifist, she will be back in 2 weeks at the end of the contest, okay? So you can send that in, and we can have a bit of a discussion there when Fair is back on. Or if you just want to let us know how you're going with the contest or your normal tunes, send me an email. I appreciate them. You know, it's nice getting spam ones, but it's nice to get, you know, a genuine email once in a while. It is good. Okay, Chris, where can we find you, please?
You can find me on Twitter at @itschrisw or the Wild Challenges or Puritan's Discords under Chris.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Easy as that. Or, you know, or in Stormwind, getting chased by the sewer beast. Pretty much.
Yes. Find the sewer beast. There's my pass.
Yes. It's hunting you. Maybe it just loves you. Maybe it just wants to love you with its mouth and try and chomp me.
It can just not bite.
Yeah. It can just not bite you.
Yes.
Exactly.
Really.
Exactly. No biting. No bites.
No biting.
All right. Okay. Let's go through the last stuff before I wrap up. Let's do the contest rules one more time. Chris, do you want to take that for me? Please.
I gotcha.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay, so everybody, once again, welcome to Patiently Pacifist. The dates are today, we are now started, through July 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern. The challenge is a pacifist solo contest where you can be a blood elf, a draenei, a dwarf, gnome, human, night elf, orc, tauren, troll, or undead. Mm-hmm. All classes allowed except for Death Knight and Demon Hunter. All specs are allowed. You can add your character anywhere from level 10 to 20, but you must add it between 10 and 20. And you must have reached the level 10 after the contest starts. It's open to U.S. and EU regions. And the prizes are a Blizzard Store mount, graciously donated by Miss Fair.
Thank you,
for Beth. First place. And two random draws for 2nd through 10th place finishers from the Wild Pet Store.
Yes, absolutely. So that's, you know, again, that is just make sure you opt in for the contest. That is the big thing. Please don't go, you know, go and click on the banner. There's an, it'll take you to the page. All of that, yeah, basically, yeah, no allied races, no worgen, no goblin, because, you know, getting
no panda.
Out, no panda, getting out of those zones is a bitch as a pacifist. Yeah, pretty much. You just, why would you? Okay. Why would you? So, yeah, so it's pretty much like you've got a fair chunk of, you know, races and classes. What combination is everyone going to come up with?
I'm tempted to go like undead warrior and let's see how far we can go.
Yeah, maybe might have to do, maybe just do like a random roll. Maybe just be something completely, you know what? Should totally do that right now. Okay. All right. Let's just do that. Hang on. Let's go over. Where is it? Challenges. Can I find it? I think I cannot find it. And of course, everything's now going to go really slow. so of course, it's like, yeah, what do you want to do? No, it's not going to do it. All right, so I think if we go, where are we? Random, can I do it? No. Yeah, I'll look at it later. For some reason, it's been slow. It's probably because I've got like 20 things open and everything's like, yeah, got a bit too much open there later. Right. Like, whoa, slow down. It's all good. Okay. All right. So again, you know, guys, go forth, pick your herbs, mine your ore, have fun. Well, obviously, if you're going to go that, I mean, if you want to go skinning, good luck with that. But, you know, if you want your best chance at a pacifist, herbing and mining is definitely the way to go. Don't forget fishing and cooking as well. So best of luck, everybody, having a go with the contest. All right. Now, don't forget, just to finalize, if you want to find me, you can pop over to Twitter. I am on Twitter as @LetaWow, which is LetaWow, as well as I do another show called Adventures in Azeroth with Stone, which we had to reschedule because IRL, like, kicked our butts yesterday, so that should be next week. Other than that, Chris, can you take the last thank yous for me, please?
Absolutely. As always, we want to thank two people, especially for our amazing intro and just stunning outro. A big thank you to Mark Conan for the intro. You can find him on Twitter at Mark Conan WoW, and also to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can also find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Thank you. And again, Marcona and Epic, thank you guys so much. We do love it. All right, ladies. Well, I think that's the show. We've given them as much as level 4. What? Wow, Ghoster, that's awesome. All right, yeah. That is fun. I'd like to see who was it? Chupa is probably like level 10 already. I'm not sure, but again, you know, thank you ladies for being here and helping me today. And again, for all of the pacifist information, there's a lot. There is a lot. And we just hope that you guys have a bit of fun with it. It is our very first pacifist contest. So for those that are going to give it a go, good luck. Have some fun with it. And we can't wait to hear, you know, how you go. So thank you. Thank you again. Ladies, thank you for today. Appreciate you both very much. For everyone else.
Yep. Appreciate you. Yeah. Thank you all.
Thank you. Stay safe, guys, both in-game and out-of-game. And we will catch you next week. Laters!
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.